entire fivefold ministry is in the house tonight in one man, and his name is Brother Kenneth Copeland. Come to this pulpit.
Thank you, Pastor.
Unte Gaelorek Mastonafo Lena no. Say it again, Lord. La Torre la Lino Naxke Kikileba Fratino Meke. There's a loud voice in the heavenlies. That's being heard all over this planet. It's the voice that rings out far greater than the voice of those that have bowed their knee to the devil and his pressure. For I am the voice of spiritual life, and my word is far stronger than spiritual death. It will ring out like the Liberty Bell of old. But this bell will never crack. It is my tolling bell for the lost, the undone, the sick, the dying, the joyful, the thrilled. But there's more joy yet, more thrill yet, and the lost are running to me. And we praise you, Father. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
The time has come for the impossible to take place. For you see, I'm in the future. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the A and the Z, the Alpha and the Omega. And your crying has brought me into the present for this nation. Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you. And we pray it. And we receive it, Father. We receive it, Father. In the name of Jesus. I'm not going to put an amen on that. We're just going to let that keep on going. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, and you may be seated. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you, Jesus. In praying this afternoon, no, I must tell you this. I heard this when I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you this. January of 1983, I canceled the whole schedule for the month. Went to our prayer cabin alone and fasted. And number of things that I took before the Lord. You've heard me talk about some of them. I had decisions I had to make. Always struggled with my weight. And I was crying around to the Lord about it. I said, you delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from drinking. How are you going to deliver me from food? And down in here he said, Kenneth, I didn't deliver you from breathing. I delivered you from breathing smoke. I had a smoking devil on me when I was a little boy. He said, I didn't deliver you from drinking. I delivered you from drinking alcohol. Now, what about all of those soft drinks you've been drinking? They're full of sugar. I said, Perrier, here you come. During that time, I heard it. There's coming a spiritual storm. I said, Lord, what is that? What is that? He said, I have been manifest as the cloud by day. And the fire by night. Yes. You have seen me in Habakkuk, that lightning-like shafts of splendor come from my hand, and therein lies the secret place of my power. Yes, yes. But he said, I've not been manifest as all of those at one time. But he said, it is coming. An outpouring in this nation like you have never seen. The next meeting was Fresno, California. Well, I thought, you know, I mean, here. Well, it was good. And it was right on up there with the best what we'd had at the time. It just broke out in Asbury.
Right.
It's here.
It's here.
It began with me in 1983. Because that was where my life changed. I began to learn how to choose and make right choices. I learned that bad things happen to good people because they make wrong decisions.
True.
I know I've done it, but I do my best not to do that anymore. Amen. So, after having said that, open your Bibles with me to the 8th chapter of Romans. Oh, dear Master, we thank you tonight. You are Lord. And if we belong to you, we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so the blessing of Abraham has come on us through you. And because of that, we're prosperous. And we have insight and concept of your word that otherwise would not even be available to us. And I was thinking again today and going back up and back my life, and Glory with me. And we got married Friday the 13th on purpose. April the 13th, 1962. In the living room of the CEO of Central Flying Service in Little Rock, Arkansas. The owner was Claude Hobart. He founded it. He was my best man. I borrowed $100 from him for my honeymoon. About 8 o'clock, Robert Joe Stewart. I found out, Rod, he was an ordained Baptist preacher. And he was my boss.
Right.
So he married us. I have my marriage license framed in my study. Other than getting born again, that's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And she was part of it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen. So we began to walk this thing out. Then in January 1963, do the math. This April, Gloria and I will have been married 61 years.
Praise God.
Now, that was April. January, we went to a meeting over in East Texas. Both of us were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and that's the first time she ever heard the term born again. Because she was raised in the Church of Christ, and they didn't use that phrase. That's the first time. She just said, take my life and do something with it. Well, he did. But I was laying there praying in the Spirit, and I thought, I've been doing this a long time. And I'm going to do it till I'm 120.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. Until Jesus comes, one of the two. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, in doing this afternoon, this scripture came up in my heart in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. Verse 10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness or right standing with God. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken or make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. And the word of the Lord came to me this afternoon, praying in the Spirit. Before you preach or do anything else, I want to heal heart disease, lung disease, and back disease. Not anything else. Now, let me explain something to you. This came by supernatural word of knowledge. So don't try to alter it.
Right.
Well, my brother has it. Well, is your brother here? No. Well, we can pray for you, brother. But only come if it is you. I won't go into 56 years of ministry and the things that didn't turn out good because of that. Anyone with heart disease? Anyone else? All right, would you step up here, please? Anyone with any kind of lung disease? Please step up and come up here. And back disease, I'm talking about a bad disc and not just backache. I could tell where you stood up. I've been there. 2004, Sunday morning after Southwest. it was a typically stressful meeting. Sunday morning. And I normally shower at night, but I was tired. I just went to bed that night. I got up, and I walked in that shower. And you walk in my shower this way. The shower head's here, and there's a little bench over here. I did everything out of sequence. My normal routine, the towel rack is right here, is to just put my washcloth here and reach over and get it after I go in there. But I had so much on my mind. And I just pitched that rag over in the corner. And when I did this, oh, dear Lord, I mean, that disc blew up. I screamed and fell in the floor, screaming Gloria as loud as I could. Before I could even check it, she came running in there. This man and his wife, both of them serious chiropractors, she called both of them. I made the decision when I fell in the floor. Now, I'm not against surgery. I made that decision, laying there on the floor and couldn't get up. I will get this by faith. I will not yield to back surgery. I'm not against it. It took a while. Just kept on preaching, believing God, standing on the word. It took a while, but I'm pain-free. Amen. So, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. He's here. By His Spirit, the healer is in the house. And do you realize what I just read there from the book? You're the house. Isn't that good? I want to touch you in the name. And that's our point of contact. Thank you. Thank you. Just healed, but made whole. That dear woman with the issue of blood was made whole. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Started dying. The day we were born. But not yet, Lord. In the name of Jesus, because the Spirit of life dwells on the inside. And He gives life. In the name of Jesus. Be it done unto you according to your faith. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Thank you. touched her, she began to do this. And she did. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Above every name. And at the sound of that name, every knee must bow. Every name must bow. Jesus is the name. Made himself obedient to death so that we could live. Gave himself as a ransom to be testified of. Well, tonight it's due time. Preach this gospel to every creature. And in my name, you'll speak with new tongues. And in my name, and these signs shall follow the believer. So, Jesus is about to sign his signature when I touch your head. In Jesus' spiritual father, Oral Roberts, would explain it like this. He said, he's right here. He's in me. He's in you. We're going to make a connection. And we connect together in the name and in the blood. And I say to you again what the Spirit of God said inside me, coming out of me a while ago. He said this to me this afternoon as I was resting. He said, I'm in the future, and your faith will bring me into the now.
Hello, I'm Martin Hawkins from Kenneth Copeland Ministries in Europe. I'd like to greet all of the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You are so precious and so special to us. I've got some great news for you. I'm here in Harrogate at the Harrogate Convention Centre. And this summer in June, Brother Copeland's coming here along with his good friend, Brother Jerry Savelle. We're going to have a great time together. There'll be praise and worship and great teaching, and the opportunity for you to fellowship and come and meet some of the staff from the KCM office. So if you can join us in beautiful Harrogate from the 1st to the 3rd of June for the Europe Victory Campaign, you will be very welcome. You'll be very blessed. Expect faith, expect victory.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, light be. And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, You Are the Prophet of Your Own Life. You Can Change Your World Through the Power of Your Words by Kenneth Copeland. And How You Call It Is How It Will Be, also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith. And stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory, from worry to peace, from pain to relief, by calling things which be not as though they were.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When the pressures of life try to squeeze you into the world's way of thinking, Romans 12:2 tells us what to do. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God designed us to live under a word-activated system. He gave us His power and authority to release His word. When we speak words of life and faith into our worlds, it changes our environment. As we declare His promises and speak on behalf of the authority of His name, it impacts our homes, our schools, our workplaces, and our communities. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a set of resources just for you called the Power of Your Words Package. Use these teachings to help build faith in your heart and be bold in your stand for God. Your words have power, so open your mouth and release the force of faith on the inside of you. To request your free package today, go to kcm.org. Well, the Branson Victory Campaign starts this Thursday. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be there April 13th through the 15th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Agree with God's word, be in His presence, and receive His answers for your life. For more information, go to kcm.org. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.